Baltimore has been at the center of the somewhat small world of duckpin bowling, and that sport has had a queen in Baltimore for decades, Elizabeth Barger. She was known as Toots Barger. She died Monday at age 85. She was ranked number one in the country 13 times. One of her bowling balls and a pair of shoes are on display at the Smithsonian in Washington. She only stopped bowling a few years ago after having both knees replaced. Cliff Kidd goes back more than 50 years with Toots Barger. He is himself a champion duckpin bowler, a sport that greatly resembles the kind of bowling that most of us know.
It's 10 pins. The spots are exactly the same as in 10 pins.
And duckpins are smaller?
Yes, uh-huh.
And the ball is smaller?
Yes, 5-inch ball. And the weight in the 10-pin ball is up to 16 pounds. Duckpin balls, the maximum you can use is 3 pounds, 12 ounces.
I see.
And duckpin bowling is fundamentally a three-ball game. The scoring is identical with 10 pins. A spare on two balls, a strike on one ball. The third ball in duckpins is strictly to pick up the extra wood that's left on the lanes,
mm-hmm.
which you don't have the opportunity to do in 10 pins.
Right. Was duckpins born actually in Baltimore?
Yes, it started there and it spread out on the entire northeast coast.
In the old days in Baltimore, could you find duckpin bowling in practically every neighborhood?
Yes, yes, yes. Even churches had lanes.
Goodness sakes.
Uh-huh.
So when was the first time you started?
I started bowling in 1933.
And the first time that you met Toots Barger?
That was 1940-41. She was tops of her class in the city right then.
Can you describe what it was like to watch her?
Well, it was very enjoyable. I mean, she had a very smooth delivery. And she was very accurate. You had to have a fine touch to convert what we used to call monkeys, which were when pins were scattered all over the lanes.
Right.
And her ball was thrown with a little bit more force than most of the other women at that time. Most of the other women, they would just lay the ball down. She would toss it out about 4 or 5 feet past the foul line, which added to the speed of the ball, which helped when the ball met the pins.
What about the people who are regular bowlers? What did they think of the accomplishments of Toots Barger?
Oh, exceptional. I mean, out of this world. I mean, everybody strove to get up to her standards in bowling, you know. I mean, she helped the game tremendously.
Would you have ever thought back in the early 40s that she would have a bowling ball in the Smithsonian?
No. I mean, I never even thought about those things, you know. I mean, it's very, very nice that she does.
Cliff Kidd, thank you.
Right, thank you.
Cliff Kidd of Baltimore talking with us about Elizabeth Toots Barger, who died Monday at 85.